Right now, Amazon is a big company, no surprise there, but our next guest is worried that it's getting too big and has too much power to throw its weight around in whatever market it wants to get into.
He says regulators should consider antitrust action against Amazon, especially as it acquires more and more companies, including other online realtors and now brick-and-mortar stores with the effort to buy Whole Foods Market.
Chris Sagers is a distinguished professor of law at Cleveland State University. He's the author of Apple, Antitrust and Irony, forthcoming from Harvard University Press. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, it's no secret that Amazon is big, but what is it that they're doing that you see as potentially leading to some kind of antitrust action?
Yeah, so could be two things, really. So Amazon has been very acquisitive. It has bought lots of other companies, and it's in the news lately as much as anything for its plan to acquire Whole Foods, which is pretty interesting in itself. I'm sure we'll talk more about that, but that particular acquisition has gotten a lot of attention. Acquisitions can be illegal under the antitrust laws under certain circumstances. And the other thing that I think could eventually land Amazon in trouble is it's gotten big very fast, and that in and of itself is not illegal under the antitrust laws. You can be as big as you want. You can even be a monopolist under U.S. antitrust law, so long as you don't get that position through what the law refers to as exclusionary conduct. But there's sort of an emerging record now of evidence that Amazon has engaged in conduct that at least in principle could be found to be exclusionary. So the short version of the answer is there are two things I could see as potential legal actions against Amazon. One is a challenge to an acquisition or some pattern of acquisitions, and the other is monopolization under the Sherman Act.
Yeah, well, usually when I think of monopolies and antitrust, I would think if my grocery store bought out your grocery store and we had this such a huge position in some markets, that would be a monopoly. It seems like what's happening here is when Amazon buys a grocery store chain or whatever, they have so much leverage with their online status and network and their distribution centers that gives them this huge advantage over other companies in whatever sector they want to get into. Is that part of the issue here?
Yeah, that's what I see. I mean, it's complicated, but in the simple version of the monopolization story in my mind might go something like this. So Amazon, the company itself, of course, and its many defenders say, look, the firm hasn't done anything except charge low prices. It's gotten very big by charging low prices, and that is indeed true. And that in and of itself it's not illegal. And after all, it's the thing that the antitrust laws are supposed to encourage. But a theory that is a perfectly legitimate theory of antitrust liability is that, you know, maybe Amazon is getting big and funding this very low pricing by squeezing its suppliers. In other words, in technical terms, Amazon has gotten big and it has made itself not a monopolist but a monopsonist. Monopsony claims aren't very common, but monopsony violates the antitrust laws just like monopoly if you get it through exclusionary conduct. And there is a case to be made, I think, that Amazon has gotten this monopsony position through exclusionary conduct. And it could be, as you say, that Amazon has made itself sort of the indispensable distributor for suppliers. As you say, Amazon has given itself this huge range of selection for consumers, a seller can't afford to be without Amazon as its distributor. Saying that that's illegal is a lot harder than it sounds. If the government, for example, were to challenge Amazon as a monopsonist and try to argue that the company has acquired its monopsony position illegally, the government would have to put on a big case, a fact-intense case that's difficult to make, showing that through specific conduct, Amazon took that position unfairly. Specific kinds of conduct that could be exclusionary could include acquisitions, like you say, like Amazon has sort of very carefully picked firms to acquire in which, any individual acquisition may not have seemed like such a big deal, but in the pattern of them may have given rise to monopsony position. Amazon has done a bunch of other stuff, though. And, you know, it's detailed. We could go on and on about it. But in short, its critics say that Amazon has used its advantage over data. Amazon has a huge amount of data and various other advantages to squeeze third-party competitors out of the marketplace. And that's the kind of thing that can give rise to a lawsuit.
Talking to Chris Sagers, law professor at Cleveland State University, about Amazon and possible antitrust action. Let's talk about how this would work, Chris. Who would have to take antitrust action if somebody were interested in doing so?
Yeah, so the federal government obviously can do it. The state governments also are entitled to enforce the antitrust laws, and then private persons could. The kind of private persons you could imagine suing Amazon for monopsony might be its suppliers or possibly other retailers. I think if there is going to be an antitrust lawsuit that actually works, has any real chance of succeeding, it probably would be a federal government action. There is a case in not too distant history that seems to me pretty similar, and that was the Justice Department's monopolization claim against Microsoft about 15 years ago. It was a big deal. The government said that Microsoft monopolized the market for computer operating systems, and the government actually won. And the kind of case that the government put on there is the kind of case I could imagine happening here. The government took a long time, used its sort of massive investigatory powers, and figured out just a whole bunch of little hidden things that Microsoft had done to hamstring its rivals and make sure that it kept that operating system position. I think who knows what the government would find if it actually starts looking, but if it does, the government might find a case kind of like that against Amazon.
Now, if I'm a consumer, maybe an Amazon customer, I like the prices, I like the quick delivery, I get stuff I need, I get some stuff I don't need. If I look at this and say, what's in this for me? Why would I be worried about Amazon's market power if I'm currently benefiting from it?
Yeah, right. That's a good question. It's a good question, and it's the answer, I think, is that to Joe Consumer, which obviously includes me and you, there may not be that much immediately in it for us. Like, you're not going to see an antitrust lawsuit causing you to have lower prices or continued access to great service, which we already have with Amazon. So the social harm of this monopsony is that the damage it does to suppliers probably is fairly serious on a social level. Like, it isn't just those suppliers that are getting hurt. It's damage to the availability of high-quality products and the incentive on the part of suppliers and so on to innovate. It's also potentially damage in labor markets for people who work for those suppliers. It's a lot of stuff. The economics community, economists, are pretty much in agreement that where monopsony exists, it's just as harmful to society as monopoly, and it ought to be stopped for similar reasons.
A big question, but maybe you could sum it up. What is the goal of having antitrust laws in place? Why do we have them?
Yeah, so very good question, and there's more than one answer. The immediate answer is to keep prices low and consumer choice high. But more significantly, competitive markets produce goods more efficiently than non-competitive markets, which sounds like, sounds kind of dry, sounds kind of not very sexy, but in fact it's incredibly sexy, because the economy overall is more efficient than not, that means there's more resources left over for everything else. It improves the standard of living. It potentially improves income distribution, like wealth distribution is better if markets are more competitive overall. An aggressive antitrust enforcement program, if it works, has really big picture social benefits, and it's a lot more significant than just cheaper widgets down at Target.
And Chris, as we wrap up, I want to ask you to predict the future and how and if antitrust action might be taken here. But as it currently exists, is our antitrust enforcement mechanism ready to deal with a question like Amazon?
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, you know, there's a lot of talk about this. You can find a lot of debate about Amazon suggesting that there's something wrong with the antitrust laws as they exist. I happen to think that's quite incorrect. There is a problem in antitrust now, if you ask me, and that is largely a problem of popular support. I think, you know, it's hard to understand how the antitrust laws work, what they're even supposed to accomplish, and that hurts in antitrust enforcement, above all because it sort of saps the willingness to enforce the laws on behalf of our courts. So, for example, the biggest problem in bringing a case against Amazon is going to be convincing the courts that there's been a violation of the law. The courts have made it extremely difficult. You know, the answer to your question, I think, is the problem with bringing a suit against Amazon is not that the rules don't exist to control the problems that Amazon poses. It's that it's really difficult to convince the courts to believe it. It's difficult to convince federal enforcement officials to have the guts to bring the case. So that's how I see it. My guess is it's hard to imagine the Trump administration bringing a case like this, but I wouldn't be surprised if within the next 10 years or so there is some kind of really major antitrust action, either against Amazon or one of the other big platform companies like Facebook or Google.
Chris, thanks a lot for joining us today.
That's my pleasure. Thank you.
That was Chris Sagers, law professor at Cleveland State University, talking about possible antitrust action against the company Amazon.